I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. June 11th will be a big day for Puerto Ricans. If you're on the island, that's when the territory will vote on whether to become a state or an independent nation. If you're in New York, you know the National Puerto Rican Day Parade is happening that same day. The parade is embroiled in controversy, kind of like the island itself right now. Congress has started hearings on how to handle the island's oversized debt crisis, and students have been out on the streets of San Juan to protest conditions like the lack of clean water. The World's Maria Muriel has been following all of this. Let's start close to home, Maria. What's going on with this important date on the calendar for Puerto Ricans, the National Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York?
So last week, the parade started getting in the headlines because they lost a big sponsor, Goya Foods, which is the largest Hispanic-owned food company in the U.S. It's a Puerto Rican company. Lots of people in our audience probably look for this brand in their supermarkets so they can make their food from back home. And Goya decided last week to pull out of the parade. And they've been a sponsor for 60 years since the beginning.
I mean, it's understandable that people would have a lot of strong feelings about that. It's a beloved brand of Latin food, as you said, that's been part of life since childhood for a lot of Latinos. But why is losing one sponsor so controversial?
Initially, they lost the one sponsor. But since then, a lot of other names have pulled out. Like JetBlue has pulled out, the New York Yankees, the New York Daily News is pulled out from the parade. And what's causing a lot of controversy seems to be that the parade this year is honoring Oscar Lopez Rivera.
Right. And he's the former political prisoner who got his sentence commuted by Obama earlier this year, one of Obama's last acts in office, right?
Right before he left office, yeah. So Lopez Rivera was associated with a series of bombings in New York City in the 70s and 80s. He was part of this radical militarist group, a nationalist group that was fighting for the independence of Puerto Rico, which, as we know, is a U.S. territory. There are people coming out saying that we shouldn't be honoring this person and calling him a terrorist. So I talked to Julio Varela from the NPR show Latino USA. He could explain a little bit more of the significance of this parade.
The thing about the parade, it's like the seminal event of what it is to be Puerto Rican in New York City. And it has this sort of interesting tension between how Puerto Ricans on the island view the parade to how Puerto Ricans in the diaspora view the parade. And there's always been that tension.
Yeah. So, Maria, how do these different groups on the island and the Puerto Ricans in New York and in the diaspora view this parade?
I'm going to generalize here, but typically the parade on the mainland is seen as a fun way to celebrate your heritage, and it's a day of pride for Puerto Ricans in the New York area. And on the island, especially this year with the debt crisis and there's a lack of potable water in Puerto Rico, it seems like maybe a distraction. And Marco, the parade is on the same day as a plebiscite, a vote on the island on whether Puerto Rico will become a state or an independent nation.
I mean, that is a huge deal.
Yeah. And if Puerto Rico became the 51st state, they'd be able to file for bankruptcy. The government, the federal government, would be able to fund federal programs in Puerto Rico. And the tally for that would be in the billions.
Yeah, like everything you just said is seriously consequential stuff for the island. Meanwhile, Puerto Ricans here in the States are talking about a parade.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember also, Marco, this has been a question for a long time. I mean, Puerto Rico has been a U.S. territory for as long as I've been alive. So this is not necessarily a new debate, but there is criticism of the fact that the parade does not use its huge platform to discuss politics.
You're literally shutting down Manhattan on a Sunday in the summer. And here's an opportunity where people that complain that no one talks about Puerto Rico, you know, it's never breaking news. So when you have an opportunity where you become the focus of something, the community's out there, and you're not using it to your advantage to inform the rest of the country.
Well, it also seems that no matter what this year, there's going to be, already is, a heightened political tone at the parade.
Definitely.
The World's Maria Muriel, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Marco.